As I said earlier, characters are really just integers. How they are stored depends on the encoding that you're using, ASCII being the most common, but there are certainly others. For those of you that have used IBM mainframes, you're familiar with IPSEDIC, which is considerably different than ASCII. There's also a standard, which is a superset of ASCII called ISO 8859, and that's actually in very wide use. It includes some characters that are needed in other countries besides the United States. The current encoding, which is, well, not only becoming more popular, but very important, is called Unicode, which to me, I believe, suggests a universal encoding. And it is a 16-bit encoding as opposed to 8-bit for the other three that we've seen here. The purpose of Unicode is to allow a single encoding for languages throughout the modern business world. Well, we don't have time to go into this, but it turns out that there's lots of different encodings. You can't just use ASCII and go to Japan. I mean, you've got to have an entirely different alphabet. And the same is true throughout the world. You have to change. And so there are so many different encodings. And to write programs that can adapt themselves to different encodings is extremely difficult and has been one of the biggest impediments to programs being made for the international market. So Unicode is an attempt to solve that problem. And it turns out that Unicode is the encoding used in Java. Now, there is no encoding specified for C or C++. It's left open. But for C and C++, the basic character data type is char, or char as some people call it, spelled C-H-A-R. And it's a byte. That's pretty much all there is to it. When you think of a byte, well, that's what a char is. And on every machine I've ever used, a byte has always been 8 bits. So the basic C character does not allow you to use Unicode. It turns out, though, that for this reason, they have defined a new type, which is available in both C and C++, called WCHAR-T, and that stands for wide character. And so sometimes we call the char a narrow character. A wide character is WCHAR-T. And there are even some functions in the library, although we won't go through them in this course, that will deal with wide characters. And on most systems, a wide character is 16 bits, and so it allows you to use Unicode. But all of this needs to be supported by the compiler and by the platform that you're on. That is an awful lot of ifs there. What we're going to be doing here is just using single characters, that is single 8-bit characters, single bytes, and using chars